Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the City of Palm Coast. This is a City Council special budget meeting. Today is Wednesday, September the 21st, 2022. It is now 5:15 p.m., and we are in the community wing of City Hall. So if you would all please rise and join me for our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If the clerk would call the roll, please.
Mayor Alfin.
Present.
Vice Mayor Branquino. Councilmember Danko.
Here.
Councilmember Finelli.
Present.
Councilmember Clupas.
Present.
Mayor, all members are present.
Thank you. We move to agenda item D, which will be our presentation for this evening. So I would ask Ms. Alves to proceed.
Good evening, Mayor, City Council. We're here tonight to present to you your final budget hearing for fiscal year 2023, and Gwen will go ahead and get us started.
Thank you. Good evening, Mayor, City Council. Gwen Ragsdale, your Budget and Procurement Manager. So tonight we are going to look at your final proposed fiscal year 2023 budget. It's been a long road. As you can see, numerous budget presentations and workshops have been held since April in preparation for your budget adoption. We will review the fiscal year 2023 budget. So during the first public hearing, you approved a proposed budget of $328,187,633. There was a $3 rounding issue, so tonight we are finalizing your fiscal year 2023 budget at $328,187,636. So this budget is approximately 29% higher than your fiscal year 2022 adopted budget. Your general fund accounts for $52,749,349, including a millage rate of 4.6100, which contributes $5.3 million. The proprietary funds account for $173,401,548. This includes IT Enterprise Fund, the Building Permit Fund, Solid Waste Fund, Stormwater Management Fund, Utility Projects Fund, and the Water Wastewater Fund. The Internal Services Fund accounts for $29,809,388, which includes the Communications Fund, Facilities Maintenance Fund, Fleet Management Fund, Health Insurance Fund, and the IT Internal Services Fund. Capital Projects Fund accounts for $50,666,727, which includes the Capital Projects Fund, Fire Impact Fee Fund, Transportation Impact Fee Fund, and the Recreation Impact Fee Fund. Finally, Special Revenue Funds account for $21,560,624, which include the Streets Improvement Fund, the American Rescue Plan Act, the State Road 100 Community Redevelopment Agency Fund, Community Development Block Grant, the Old Kings Road Special Assessment Fund, Special Events Fund, Neighborhood Stabilization Fund, and Police Education. So next we will update you on the five-year capital improvement plan. This is a summary look at the five-year capital improvement plan. Fiscal year 2023 final budget accounts for $166 million. These projects were reviewed with council in great detail over the budget process. Carl Cody, Stormwater Engineering Director, is available if council has any project-related questions. We will now look at the proposed millage rate. So the budget as presented assumes the same millage rate as fiscal year 2022 at 4.6100. The next steps tonight are to adopt the final State Road 100 budget for fiscal year 2023, adopt the final millage rate, and adopt the final budget for fiscal year 2023. So this concludes our presentation. Does council have any questions?
Any questions from City Council at this time? So I will now move to recess City Council this meeting and convene the State Road 100 Corridor Community Redevelopment Agency, which is an administrative requirement of this meeting. So we are recessed and we will move to agenda item E, which is the State Road 100 Corridor CRA resolutions. And Councillor, if you would read that into the record for me, please.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. This is a resolution of the State Road 100 Corridor Community Redevelopment Agency, SR 100 Corridor CRA, of the City of Palm Coast, Flagler County, Florida, adopting the State Road 100 Corridor CRA final budget for the fiscal year 2022-2023 and providing for an effective date.
The State Road 100 Corridor Community Redevelopment Agency Board hereby proposes to adopt a budget with total appropriated expenditures and reserves of $2,644,452. At this point, I would open up this item on this agenda for public comment. Or are there any members of the public that would like to comment on this specific agenda item at this time? Seeing no one approach, I will close public comment at this time, but we'll come back to the dais. Is there any comment from City Council at this time? Hearing none, I will move forward to ask for a motion regarding this item.
So moved.
So I have a motion to approve from Councilman Clufus. Do I have a second?
Yes, second.
And I have a second from Councilman Bronquino. Now I'll open up for City Council discussion. Is there any discussion regarding the motion on the floor?
Now we've been through it so thoroughly that no
so there is no discussion.
Call for a vote on the motion.
So we have a motion and a second, so I will call for a roll call vote, please.
Vice Mayor Branquino?
Yes.
Councilmember Danko?
No.
Councilmember Finelli?
Yes.
Councilmember Clufus?
Yes.
Mayor Alvin?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-1.
Thank you. I will now adjourn the State Road 100 Corridor Community Redevelopment Agency meeting and reconvene City Council. So with that, we move to agenda item number, letter F, which is city resolutions, and I'll ask council to please read number 3 into the record for us.
Yes, this is a resolution concerning the final millage rate for the City of Palm Coast, a resolution of the City of Palm Coast, Flagler County, Florida, levying ad valorem taxes for the City of Palm Coast, Flagler County, Florida, for fiscal year 2022 to 2023, providing for an effective date.
The City of Palm Coast proposes to levy a millage rate of 4.6100 mills. This is an increase of 14.85% from the rolled back rate of 4.0138 mills. I will now open this item for public comment, so please come to the podium and state your name and address for the record. You may then proceed with asking any questions or providing any comments you may have. So I invite members of the public, would anyone like to make public comment at this time? Seeing no one approach, I will close public comment. And I will move to, I will now close public comment on this matter and bring it back to the City Council for discussion and a motion.
Before you give me the gavel, I'll make the motion to approve the millage rate of 4.6100.
So I have a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Seconded.
I have a second. Councilman Vice Mayor Branquino made the motion. Councilman Clufus has seconded. Now we'll come to City Council. Is there discussion at this point in time?
I think we've all expressed our views on this.
I just want to state that I'm glad to see we're going to be giving our fire department a few helping hands, and I certainly support the 5 hires for our sheriff. However, I do not support this increase in the millage rate.
I just have one comment. It's funny today that there was a few posted jobs on the city website. Are we people aware that most of those jobs, mind you, they're entry level, but they all, those except for the engineers, are minimum wage? So I don't think, to be honest with you, that this departments are actually hurting the finances of the city by the new hires that they're getting. So I think that I congratulate those who were able to post these jobs, and eventually we're going to get these people at entry level, and then eventually they're going to go up as they progress. But we are not, when I mean we, the city, and I congratulate the directors again, we are actually saving as much as we can. For that, I congratulate you. Thank you.
So if there's no further discussion, the City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a final millage rate of 4.6100 mills. I have a motion and a second. We've concluded discussion. I will now ask for a roll call vote, please.
Vice Mayor Branquino.
Yes.
Councilmember Danko.
No.
Councilmember Finelli.
Yes.
Councilmember Klufas.
Yes.
Mayor Alvin.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-1.
For the record, the city clerk must forward a copy of the resolution adopting the final millage to the property appraiser, the tax collector, and the State of Florida Department of Revenue within 3 days. Now, we have a resolution, and Councilor, if you would read that into the record for me.
Yes, this is item number 4 on the agenda, concerning the resolution to adopt the final budget for fiscal year 2022-2023, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Palm Coast, Flagler County, Florida, adopting the budget for a fiscal year 2022 to 2023 and providing for an effective date.
The City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a budget with total appropriated expenditures and reserves of $328,187,636. I will.
Mayor, if I could, just yep. Before you move on, just for the record, this is $3 more than the tentative budget rate that was at our tentative budget meeting because of, as staff stated,
as the
rounding
presentation
issues.
Corrected. Okay,
right.
Rounding issues of $3. Okay, thank you for that. I will now open this item for public comment. Please come to the podium and state your name and address for the record. You may then proceed with asking any questions or providing any comments you may have. So I would invite any members of the public to step forward at this time and address City Council. Seeing no one approach, I will close the public comment section of the agenda and bring the matter back to the City Council for discussion and a motion.
All right, if there's no further discussion, I would move to approve the final budget for the fiscal year of 2020.
So I have a motion to approve by Vice Mayor Branquino. Do I have a second?
Seconded.
I have a second by Councilman Klufas. Now, any further discussion at this time? Seeing no further discussion, I will ask for a roll call vote, please.
Mayor, just one more thing. Yep. You have to state this.
I'm sorry,
right
I have
there.
To restate
yep.
it. Yes, apologies. The City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a budget of $328,187,636, and that's the corrected figure.
Yes.
Thank
correct.
You. Okay, with that, I would ask for a roll call vote, please.
Vice Mayor Branquino?
Yes.
Councilmember Danko?
No.
Councilmember Finelli?
Yes.
Councilmember Klufas?
Yes.
Mayor Alford?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-1.
The city clerk must forward a copy of the resolution adopting the final millage to the property appraiser, the tax collector, and the state of Florida of re- the state de- the State of Florida Department of Revenue within 3 days. And with that, I would ask Council to read in the resolution.
Yes, well, this is agenda item number 5 regarding the fiscal year 2023 fleet replacement purchase program. A resolution of the City Council of the City of Palm Coast, Florida, authorizing the fiscal year 2023 fleet replacement purchase program and associated purchase orders for the fleet vehicles and equipment as approved in the fiscal year 2023 budget, authorizing the city manager or designee to execute the necessary documents, providing for severability, providing for conflicts, providing for implementing actions, and providing for an effective date.
Thank you, Councillor. And now we move to agenda item G.
No, we need a vote on this resolution, okay, so we have to open it up for public comment and then...
So I will open up this item for public comment. If there are any members of the public that would like to comment on this agenda item at this time, please step forward. Seeing no one approach the podium, I will close the public comment section, come back to the dais, City Council. Is there any further discussion at this time?
And if not, I'll make a motion to approve the fleet replacement with purchase program.
I have a motion from Vice Mayor Branchino to approve. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a second from Councilman Finelli. Roll call vote, please.
Vice Mayor Branchino?
Yes.
Councilmember Danko?
No.
Councilmember Finelli?
Yes.
Councilmember Clufus?
Yes.
Mayor Alfin?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-1.
Very good. Now we'll move on to section number G of the agenda, and we will open up for public comment for any comments regarding the agenda, right?
It's just public participation.
Public comment. So would any members of the public like to address City Council at this time? Please step forward. Please, just introduce yourself for the record so we have a record of it. Thank you.
Bruce Stone. I submitted today to the young lady information on the free products from a company called Traffic Logic. They're doing just about tons of cities in St. Augustine and also all the way down by Orange Park and Orlando. And you have a lot of technical and spec information, and he's willing to talk to anyone from City Council, anybody. The other thing is, and if you listen to Jamie Dimon and other whizzes of the finance business, this country is going to get hit, possibly worse than 2008. There is no business today being done on Wall Street. Nothing. No purchases of stocks, municipal bonds. Everything is a total shutdown. And I don't understand why we keep on spending this money. Take a look at a European Village. Half the place is closed down. Start driving down A1A. Half the places are closing down. That's about it.
Thank you for your comment. Are there any other members of the public that would like to make comment at this time? Yes, sir.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Bob Greck. Do I have to give my address?
13. No, just your name. Thank you.
I have a complaint about the way things are run as far as trying to get in touch with people in your office. I've been calling for the last month and a half and leaving messages about the swales being overflown in front of my house and my neighbors. I went ahead and left messages with supposedly Miss Davis, who is supposed to be in charge of that, and no courtesy call came back. I mean, all the calls that I have made, I've been in sales for years, and anytime a customer called me, I returned the call. This young lady has not returned any calls to see if they're going to send somebody out or do something about it. That's my final answer.
All right. Thank you for your comment. And City Manager, you have a note? Very good. Thank you, sir. Any other members of the public like to make comment at this time? Seeing none, I will close public comment at this time. And I would just, before adjournment, I would like to thank staff. It was mentioned that it's a long road. The blood, sweat, and tears and the effort that have gone into the preparation and the communication of the budget exceeds more than 7 months. And I compliment them for staying with it and getting us to this point and providing us with the information and the reports that they've done. So I thank each member of staff, because every member of staff was involved in the process. Every director was responsible for configuring the budget that was presented and voted on this evening. So I thank you all very, very much. And City Manager, thank you for managing your staff that way. And for that, I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn. A second?
Second.
I have a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.